AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates a half percentage point. It's the most aggressive move since 2000. Fed Chair Jerome Powell explains why.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
More rate hikes are expected. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says inflation is not an immediate threat.
Well, the recession talk largely pertains to perhaps 2023, maybe even 2024. It's not likely here in 2022. The economy is actually in pretty solid shape.
President Biden is highlighting new figures showing the government's red ink will grow less than expected this year, and the national debt will shrink this quarter as he tried to counter criticism of his economic leadership going into the midterm elections that will decide control of Congress. The European Union's top official called for a ban on oil imports from Russia and target the country's biggest bank and major broadcasters after alleging Tennessee's top leaders were placing unfair scrutiny over a predominantly black town's finances. The small town of Mason announced it has reached a deal, halting the threat of a state takeover of its finances. Amber Heard is testifying in Fairfax, Virginia. Her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, is suing Heard for libel after she wrote a 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse.
I struggle to find the words to describe how painful this is. This is horrible for me to sit here for weeks and relive everything.
Depp spent 4 days on the stand earlier in the trial testifying he never struck Heard and that he was the abuse victim. This is AP News. The number of people going hungry hit a new high in 2021.
The UN says almost 193 million people in 53 countries suffered acute food insecurity last year due to a toxic triple combination of conflict, weather extremes, and the economic effects of the pandemic. Luca Russo with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says there's another factor making it likely hunger will rise even more this year.
We have not yet factored in the Ukraine crisis.
The Global Report on Food Crisis forecasts Somalia will face one of the world's worst food crises in 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge in Miami says the premier of the British Virgin Islands, Andrew Fahey, could be released on a $500,000 bond as he awaits trial on charges tied to a U.S. government narcotic sting. Fahey and his ports director were arrested after meeting with a group on a private jet in the Miami area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.